Good morning, boys and girls. Secret Agent Blue. I am in a secret location. They tell me the bad guy is right here. If you see him sneaking up behind me, let me know, okay? Alright. Let's find out whose place this is. There are clues all around the room here. Let's see what we can find. What's that, boys and girls? Correct. A guitar. Does that mean the person here plays guitar? Right, boys and girls. It could be just a prop to throw us off. All right. What else can we see? Muttley means the guy has a funny laugh. And grumpy. What do you think grumpy means? I'm going to have to think about that one. That's confusing. What else have we got, boys and girls? Over here. Correct, boys and girls. Toys. Toy cars. Yes, Peter Witten. I think they're Fords. Here's another clue. Correct. He's married to a young, beautiful lady. I think this person is young. Toys, funny doll things, and a beautiful young wife. What else is there here, boys and girls? Now that confuses things, doesn't it? He listens to an old form of music. They call it a record. Ask your parents about it. Here's another clue, boys and girls. That is an old black and white photo. And it gives away the clue of who this person is. Did you see they were carrying bats? This is obviously the cave of Batman. Okay, boys and girls, we're not sure if he's a good guy or a bad guy. So we need to keep our ears open and our eyes open, ready for anything. One other thing, boys and girls, you're going to learn about another secret organization today. It's called Destiny Rescue. They go all around the world rescuing boys and girls that find themselves in trouble, in terrible situations. But I won't say too much there. I'm going to let their secret agent fill you in. All right, boys and girls. I have a feeling there is someone sneaking up behind me. It's time for me to leave. But before I go, two things. One, be kind to one another. Love one another. Be nice to one another. And look after your parents. Number two, Agent Blue has a car. I'm getting out and about next week. I'm taking my camera and I'm looking for messy rooms. I'll be taking photos. Ha! See you next week, boys and girls. Take care. Agent Blue, out.
Well, thank you, Agent Blue. I'm not sure if that is actually the Batman's cave, but good luck. I hope you get the job done this week, and hopefully the boys and girls will show you that their rooms are clean and that you will get no photos. So there you go, boys and girls. Challenge, don't let Agent Blue catch you with a messy room. I know he's in the mood to take photos and to put them up on the Facebook page next week, so that's scary. All right, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, Kwana Life, this is May, Missions Month, and we've got our first guest speaker today, and that's Neroli, and she's going to come along and share about Destiny Rescue, and then we'll have a video, and then she'll share some more. So why don't you get ready and have have a fantastic time. Let's just pray. This is a special time. Father God, we thank you for Destiny Rescue. We thank you for the support that we as a church have for them and for the support that they have for the least of these. And for those that are out at work right now on behalf of Destiny Rescue, Lord, we just lift them before you. We pray for their protection. We pray, Lord God, you continue to fund this amazing organization for the work that you would have them do. And Father, for us as a church, I pray that today might be the seed planting of something that we can do. Lord, it's fine for us to put money aside, but Lord, there are opportunities for us to go and see what you're doing. And Nerali was just telling me before, Lord, that there's an opportunity next year for probably into India and Nepal to go and see the work of what Destiny's Rescue. And so let's be prayer about this. And if this is something that God puts on your heart to be a part of a team that goes and sees, then please come and talk to myself or even we'll get in touch with Nerali. So Lord, thank you. Pray, Lord, that you would sow seeds into our lives today in a way that we can be prayerful and supportive to Destiny Rescue. In Jesus' name, amen. Nerali.
Thank you. Thank you, Donnie, and good morning, church. This is very new for me. It's the first time I've actually spoken in an empty room. I won't take it personally that none of you showed up to listen to me today, but I trust you're all on the other end of that lens with your coffee in your PJs and enjoying the service this morning. Some of you, or a lot of you, have already have heard me in previous times where I've come here to speak, but today's going to be a little bit different. I'll give you a little bit of an overview of what we do and a little bit about human trafficking. And then I'm going to throw it over to a video of a recent rescue that we did. And then I'll come back and just wrap it up a little bit. I'll start with a verse. It's from Psalm 12, verse 5, and it's from the New Living Translation. And it says, "The Lord replies, I've seen the violence done to the helpless, and I've heard the groans of the poor. Now I will rise up to rescue them as they have longed for me to do." The thing that I love about God is that he loves to involve his people in the work that he wants done on earth. He could come here and do it all himself, but he chooses to use you and I. And it's a privilege for me to be able to work with Destiny Rescue and see God's hand on the work that we're doing, and see so many children find their freedom. Who is Destiny Rescue? For those of you who are new and haven't heard about us before, we're an internationally recognized Christian non-profit organization dedicated to rescuing children out of the sex trade. Our main focus is to rescue children under the age of 18, but due to the number of raids that we've been doing in the last year or so, we are actually rescuing young adults over the age of 18. We are in 7 project nations at the moment, predominantly in Southeast Asia and the Dominican Republic, but we have our eyes on another 3 more nations that we're hoping to get into either later this year or next year, depending on COVID. Just a little quick overview of human trafficking. There are more slaves today than ever before in history. There's approximately 1.2 million children enslaved in trafficking. Every 26 seconds, a child has been trafficked. That's a child who's never done anything wrong, just wants to be loved, but instead has been grossly exploited. The age of children trafficked, unfortunately, is getting younger. The year before last, we rescued our youngest child, and she was only 17 months old. But I followed up recently on her, and she's doing really well. She's with a Christian foster family, and her development is that of a normal child. The life expectancy of a child working in this type of industry is 7 years. So that's our urgency to try and get these kids out before they succumb to violence and abuse. So why does it exist? It exists mainly because of poverty and lack of education. This forces the families to have to send their children out to look for work. The children enter these bars and brothels, and that's where the abuse starts to happen. And a lot of the time, in some countries, the parents don't even know what type of work the kids are getting into. They have this thing where you don't ask, we don't tell kind of mentality. A lot of the time, the abuse that they go through, the parents don't even know that because of the shame that comes on the family. So unfortunately, a lot of this continues to happen and goes unsaid until someone like Destiny Rescue comes on the scene and does something about it. And that's what we do. Today I'm going to mainly concentrate on our rescues. We've got into a few different areas of rescues in the last year or two due to the relationships that we're building with the higher-up police force in our different countries. So now we are stationed in several borders in Nepal, identifying girls that are met guys online, think that they've fallen in love, been promised marriage and a great future, leave home, not even telling their parents, go across the border and find that it's a pimp meeting them on the other end and they'll end up in a brothel somewhere. So we've got guys stationed throughout Nepal identifying these children coming through. The other type of rescue we do is generational rescue. This is where the grandmother has been in the brothel, then her daughter, and then their daughter. So as soon as a child is born in the brothel, they become the owner of the pimp and are groomed at a very young age. So we try to work with the mother to try and get the child out and into a foster care situation. The other type of rescue is the virgin rescue, where we're trying to rescue the children before they've actually been exploited. One group of people that we're working with is the Jogani group, and they're the poorest of the poor. And when they're born, their parents will dedicate them to the temples and they will serve the priest for their time. And then when they become of age, 12 or 13, then the priest can use them for sex. And then once they're finished with them, they're sent out to the community. They don't get paid for this type of work. And then the other is our covert rescue, which you've probably heard about, where our guys go undercover into the bars trying to identify young girls. Once they've got the trust, then they'll offer them a way out and take them to our safe home. Our raids are growing continually. That's when our agents get all the intel that the police need to prove that a particular place is selling children. Then they'll organise a night to go in and rescue the girls out and hopefully close the bar down, arrest the bar owners and so forth, and hopefully they don't open again. Our new type of rescue, we've done a little bit in the past, but more so now with COVID, is our online cyber sex industry. This is now that the bars, we've been praying for many years that the bars and the brothels and that will close down permanently. And we're seeing that now with COVID, all the bars and brothels are closed down. But unfortunately, when it's all over, they're all going to open up again. And our biggest concern is that it will be bigger than ever due to more impoverished families. So we're preparing ourselves for that, doing some fundraising to try and raise money to be able to cater for that and get out and find these girls before they're actually exploited. So what I want to do now, recently on our cyber sex investigations, we rescued a 2.5-year-old boy, and he was being exploited by his stepfather. He was selling videos and photos online, and this particular case, a guy in the UK was arrested by the police, and these photos and videos were found on his phone. They then contacted the Philippines, where they found the source of it, and then invited Destiny Rescue to be a part of this particular rescue. It's great to see God using us in another area that we've not been that familiar with, but our guys are training very hard and very fast to be able to hit this new area of rescues. And as you heard just then, we have another one lined up that the guys are working on now. I've got another Bible reading for you. It's Psalm 10, 17 to 18, and it says, "You, Lord, hear the desire of the afflicted. You encourage them and you listen to their cry, defending the fatherless and the oppressed, so that mere mortals will never again strike terror. That rescue agent who you just saw there, he was sharing with our staff the other day at a meeting about another case that he was involved in. And he had rescued this girl, and she said, "I've been praying for an angel to come along and get me out of here." And then her demeanor changed very quickly, and she got quite angry, and she said, "Why has it taken you 4 months to come here and get me?" Elmo is the guy's name, he was speechless. He didn't know how to answer her, and he knew the reason why. It's because we didn't have the funding to be able to go out and do that, to do the rescues. And over time, this was some time ago, and since then we've become wiser on how to distribute the money so that we can get out there and get more children like that. Just to give you a little bit of... we've got a little bit of time, so I'll just give you a little bit of an overview on the aftercare. So when a child comes into our care, they'll go to one of our safe homes, and they'll be met by a couple of girls who have already gone through our program, because we like to make them feel like they've got peer support. And so for the first week, they will spend some time sleeping. It's not uncommon for them to sleep for the first 2 or 3 days. And then they'll get to know their house parents and the other girls that are living in the home with them. Then the second week, they'll go into our aftercare program, where they'll meet their counsellor and their caseworker. They'll get to know each other, find a bit about her family, and then she will learn vocational training, life skills, Christian studies. She'll go through art therapy groups, and she'll also learn how trauma can affect your body, both physically and emotionally. And then she'll get the tools to see where she is in the journey of her healing and be able to help her in the healing in the future. So that's basically our aftercare. Just to wrap it up now, we have been invited by the National Bureau of Investigations in the Philippines for another 20 rescues that they've got lined up ready for us to go. They've given our agents all clearance to be able to move in and about where they need to during COVID. And so we appreciate your prayers in this. We need finances to be able to do this. We're actually trying to raise $200,000 at the moment to do these 20 rescues. It works out about $10,000 each rescue. It takes a lot of police power and our power to get out there. There's a lot of travel involved. Vehicles have to be hired. Food has to be supplied. And then when they do a raid, they normally set up these props like pool parties and things like that, so it looks legit. All these guys coming over from Australia on business, wanting to have a big pool party and have young girls there to entertain them through the night. So this has all got to be set up, look real, so it takes a lot of money. So we appreciate your prayers as we go into the next weeks and months preparing for this. And again, your prayers in the area of, once this is over, what is it going to look like? You know, families are going to be poor. People who had jobs have lost jobs, so they're going to be sending their children out looking for work. Pray that we have the wisdom, our agents have the wisdom, to know where to find these girls and get them quickly. So thank you, Church, for your support, and I know it's making a difference. As you know, last year I went over on an investigative rescue with our founder, Tony. And I also had the privilege of attending a graduation ceremony. So I've seen it from the beginning to the end, and I know what we're doing and what you're doing. So thank you very much for that. Keep up your prayers, keep up your support, and we love you. Thank you very much.